Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Thursday. Almost can see the weekend at the end of the tunnel. It's coming up on us.
Weekend Eve.
Yeah, we really do. Okay, we got some interesting information to pass along. We're going to start, though, with the first three stories that you really need to know about this afternoon. We'll do that now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, a new investor is coming to Community Maritime Park. Her name is Diane Hendricks. Forbes considers her the richest self-made woman. Net worth, $22.3 billion. And ranked the world's 96th richest person, she will become co-owner and co-developer of the planned $200 million Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and Rhythm Loft's apartment development over at CMP.
And Mayor Reeves postponed tonight's public discussion on renovations to the Fricker Center. The delay comes after concerns surfaced about the gentrification of historically black neighborhoods. The share of Pensacola residents who identify only as black has fallen from 30% in 2000 to just 21% this year. The meeting has been rescheduled at the center on August 13th.
Okay, here's your third story. More leadership changes are underway over at UWF. University officials confirming Susan Wolf, who served as UWF's general counsel since 2021, no longer employed at the university. Wolf provided legal guidance and counsel in executive and policy decision-making and was a member of the UWF president's senior leadership group. No other details have been released on Wolf's departure.
All righty. Knocking on the door of 415 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, got some minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. And a lot of congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, going to be a low of 80 tonight with a slight chance of showers. It'll pick up a little bit on your Friday, but the high nonetheless remains at 93.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3. We're learning a little bit more about the tense standoff between a domestic violence shooting suspect and Pensacola police officers. That happened last weekend. Here's PPD's Mike Wood.
It started as a domestic violence issue involving an elderly couple. The husband shot the female in the head, but she was able to run from the house and call 911 and get officers over there. The initial officers that arrived were unable to make contact with the man that was still inside the house, who refused to obey commands, so the SWAT team was called out.
Well, Wood says the domestic violence situation difficult to stop because it happens inside the four walls of a home.
And Florida officials say a man has been detained after allegedly traveling across the state stealing Smokey Bear signs from state forests. The Commissioner of Agriculture, Wilton Simpson, says the suspect was selling the signs on Facebook Marketplace for $1,900 apiece. Signs were stolen from parks in Panama City, Orlando, and yes, Pensacola. Photos posted online show Smokey Bear participating in the arrest personally.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a SpaceX capsule intending to bring new crew members to the International Space Station had that launch called off today. Why? Because of unfavorable weather. Evan Brown, down at the Cape.
A SpaceX Dragon was just about ready to launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, but with a minute to go, the weather said no.
Dragon, SpaceX, bad luck on weather there. We just got clipped by a cumulus cloud right over the pad.
They'll try again tomorrow morning. On board is a crew intended to rotate into the International Space Station, including Commander Zena Cardman, who was supposed to travel up to the station last September on a different SpaceX flight but had to give up the seat to make room for the Boeing Starliner crew SpaceX had to bring back to Earth. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis thinks Florida could benefit from a change that President Trump wants to make. Trump has proposed conducting a census before the 2026 midterms instead of waiting until 2030. DeSantis said yesterday the last census in 2020 cost Florida a congressional seat and he'd love a redo for 2026. He'd especially love it if the census excluded illegal immigrants. DeSantis says California would lose a lot of seats because they're a sanctuary state.
More activity down at Stuart, Florida today. Florida is set to break an execution record. A little bit later this afternoon, Carmen Roberts has the details.
Florida plans to execute former Air Force Sergeant Edward Zakshevsky for a crime that shocked North Florida, the 1994 machete murder of his wife and two children. The execution of the 60-year-old would be Florida's ninth this year, a record for the state, and one that puts Florida on track to outpace Texas for the first time since 1984. Governor Ron DeSantis said earlier, "There are some crimes that are so horrific, the only appropriate punishment is the death penalty." Florida has two more executions scheduled in August. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Broward County's finances are under the microscope. Auditors with Florida's Department of Government Efficiency arrived today. They're on the lookout for excessive spending. Chief Financial Officer Blazin Goglia says Broward County has increased property tax burdens on residents by $450 million. However, commissioners say the majority of the funds have gone to airport, seaport, and water improvements.
Well, I wanted to pass this on. This was kind of interesting news this afternoon, just released. JCPenney, Pensacola, is absolutely safe and will not be sold. Boston firm Onyx Partners selling 119 of its U.S. stores in a $947 million, this is an all-cash deal, by the way, that's expected to close in early September. Pensacola's location was not involved in the recent sale and will remain off open as is. And JCPenney, by the way, is, however, selling six of its Florida stores in the deal, including locations in Clearwater, Panama City Beach, and Wellington.
All right. And lastly, here, the FBI investigating what's dubbed as the largest memorabilia heist in sports history. Millions of dollars worth of Miami Heat memorabilia has been stolen from the Miami Casilla Center, including game-worn finals jerseys. NBA analyst Amin El-Hassan says that the stolen items were sold over an extended period of time. The Miami Heat organization said it cannot comment on the investigation. 419, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov, a message from the Ad Council.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The city of Milton decides not to participate in the 2 mills MSTU that the county has imposed, and they're going to raise their own city tax by 1 mill. A dude gets arrested for stealing Smokey the Bear signs and trying to resell them on Facebook Marketplace. UWF won't increase tuition, but they did apparently fire their attorney, Susan Wolf, over some internal conflict. You can listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
4:23 News Radio 92.3. Economy looking much better here this afternoon. There was little change in the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola, all over those numbers for us.
Jobless claims remained roughly steady in the week ending July 26. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits rose by 1,000 to 218,000. It's fewer than expected. Those remaining on benefits, continuing claims, held at 1.9 million. Though the job market appears to be holding up, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says announced job cuts rose 29% in July, topping 62,000. Challenger says technology is leading in job cuts this year. Federal DOGE cuts, which impact nonprofits and healthcare, are contributing. Artificial intelligence was cited in more than 10,000 cuts last month. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
4:24. Let me give you a different take here on the markets. Hillary Barsky is in here with the story about the three major markets giving up gains on the second to last day of trading. Here's Hillary.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and finishing lower on the final day of trading for the month as investors digested a new crop of earnings reports ahead of President Trump's August 1st trade deadline and July's jobs report. Shares of Microsoft rose 4% and hitting an all-time high after delivering a strong earnings report, while Meta Platform stock popped 11%. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with healthcare the worst performer. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and IBM. The Dow falling 330 points, the Nasdaq lower by 7, S&P 500 down 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
4:25, Austin Price in this afternoon, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, you know me. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and the last major spot outside of that would probably have to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 80 tonight. Slight rainfall chances that will increase on your Friday and bleed into your weekend. And we're going to see the highs start to trickle down as a result, but it's not really going to be on Friday to tomorrow's highs, sitting still at around 93.
Okay, 4:26, News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about maybe doing a weekend getaway to the northeast, all the way north of Washington, up to Maine, up in that area, up in the quarter, northeast quarter up there.
Right.
Take along the rain gear. They are bracing for storms and heavy rainfall. Kiana Lewis has the details from Hoboken, New Jersey.
A strong cold front is moving into the northeast today, and it's setting the stage for heavy rain and severe thunderstorms. Now, the National Weather Service describes this as a life-threatening flash flood event. And this is as clusters of storms, some of which that will have the potential to backbuild and even train over the I-95 corridor through the evening hours, could result in over 5 inches of rain. Urban areas like New York City are especially vulnerable in this scenario. Speaking of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams and emergency management officials have issued a travel advisory starting this afternoon and going through Friday. A flood watch is also in effect, with 1 to 3 inches of rain expected and possibly more in some areas. From Hoboken, New Jersey, I'm Kiana Lewis with Fox Weather.
And President Trump's tariff deadline is drawing near. The president announced he has given Mexico a 90-day extension after he spoke with the country's president today. Earlier this week, he refused to offer deadline extensions as he pushes for countries around the world to agree to trade deals. Deals so far have been agreed to with the European Union, the UK, Japan, and South Korea, among others.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Mike Donilon, he's a former White House aide during the Biden administration, appeared before the House Oversight Committee in connection to a GOP-led probe into the mental fitness of former President Joe Biden while he was in office. Rich Edson has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Committee aides say Mike Donilon, he is cooperating, he is answering questions. However, on the way in, he didn't answer our questions. Donilon reportedly told the committee in a prepared statement that every president ages over 4 years, but that Biden grew stronger and wiser. A committee spokesperson says that statement is as delusional as the Biden team's claim that the president was sharp and on top of his game. Donilon, according to Axios, was paid about $4 million to work on Biden's 2024 campaign. At the president's insistence, he has said he never saw an impaired President Biden and said that Democrats melted down in the lead-up to replacing him. The Oversight Committee is investigating whether Biden aides executed policy for a diminished president using an auto pen.
And a woman is dead after being struck by a falling tree branch while hiking in Yosemite National Park. Officials say 29-year-old Angela Lynn died in mid-July on the Tuolumne Grove Trail. That's a popular area known for its giant sequoias. Lynn's boyfriend performed CPR until emergency services arrived, but she unfortunately died due to fatal head injuries.
Hey, we were kind of touching on this, but not a lot of activity down at the Kennedy Space Center today. Why? Because the weather turned sour before the launch. Right. Yeah, a SpaceX capsule intending to bring crew members to the ISS, had the launch called off because of the rain.
A SpaceX Dragon was just about ready to launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, but with a minute to go, the weather said no.
Dragon, SpaceX, bad luck on weather there. We just got clipped by a cumulus cloud right over the pad.
They'll try again tomorrow morning. On board is a crew intended to rotate into the International Space Station, including Commander Zena Cardman, who was supposed to travel up to the station last September on a different SpaceX flight but had to give up the seat to make room for the Boeing Starliner crew SpaceX had to bring back to Earth. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, hinted at supporting Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis for California governor. During a CNN interview, Pelosi said, "We have many great candidates, but one in particular," Kunalakis is who she was talking about, "is the one that she supports." This comes after former Vice President Kamala Harris announced that she wouldn't run. Kunalakis is the daughter of a Sacramento developer who is also a major Democratic donor and is expected to be among the most funded candidates.
I'm just wondering if you would really want to receive the Pelosi
stamp of approval.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that
she's,
would work.
She's polarizing, but a lot of politicians with her pull are.
All right. Dangerous heat conditions remain for the next couple of days. Look for heat index values into the triple digits. Beginning this weekend, relief will be on the way as cloud cover and occasional pop-up showers are in the forecast. Look for the possibility of extreme heat conditions to continue throughout the month of August. Yeah.
Yay.
Take along the band and ensure deodorant. It's going to be one of those months, you know. Okay, got sports coming up in less than 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is in a disagreement with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
President Trump breaks with Benjamin Netanyahu on the issue of starvation in Gaza. Netanyahu has said there is none. President Trump has said he has seen pictures of starving children there. So to settle this, the president is going to send his own people into the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu says Hamas is hoarding aid. Before signing an executive order to reestablish the presidential fitness test, President Trump announces the reformation of the President's Council on Sports Fitness and Nutrition.
This council has championed the vigor and strength and vitality of the American people. Today, we continue that very proud tradition.
Athletes such as golfer Bryson DeChambeau and former NFL great Lawrence Taylor will join the council. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3. And AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a new investor coming to Community Maritime Park. Her name is Diane Hendricks. Forbes considers her the richest self-made woman with a net worth of $22.3 billion. And she's ranked the world's 96th richest person. She will become a co-owner and co-developer of the planned $200 million Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and Rhythm Loft's apartment development at CMP.
Okay, here's your second story we're watching today. Mayor Reeves postponed this evening's public discussion on renovations to the Fricker Center. The delay comes after concerns surfaced about the gentrification of historically black neighborhoods. The share of Pensacola residents who identify only as black has fallen from 30% in 2000 to 21% this year. The meeting has been rescheduled at the center on August 13th.
Well, that's not preferred. And your third top story this afternoon, more leadership changes are underway at UWF. University officials confirm Susan Wolf, who served as UWF's general counsel since 2021, is no longer employed at the university. Wolf provided legal guidance and counsel in executive and policy decision-making and was a member of the UWF president's senior leadership group. No other details have been released on her departure.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we're following this story just breaking this afternoon. One of the men convicted in the 2021 murder of teen football standout Ladarius Clarity will get a new trial. Quevian Snowden appealed his July 2023 conviction for first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. He claimed the court made a mistake when it denied his motion to suppress interviews he gave to investigators after his arrest. The First District Court of Appeal agreed, saying Snowden invoked his right to have the attorney three times before he was interviewed, but investigators ignored him. Court says the interview should have been suppressed. No court date has been set up as of yet.
Dang.
That just happening an hour or so ago.
Oh, all right. And a 53-year-old man has been critically injured after being hit by a vehicle on Massachusetts Avenue last night. The FHP says the vehicle was driven by a 28-year-old Pensacola woman who was not hurt in the crash. Troopers say the pedestrian crossed the road improperly and was hit by the vehicle. He was taken to Baptist Hospital in critical condition.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
making trades before the baseball trade deadline. I'm Jared Max. Several major league teams were busy Wednesday altering their rosters, trading players and acquiring new ones. Former Seattle Mariner Eugenio Suarez, who's hit 36 home runs for the Diamondbacks this season and leads the National League with 87 runs batted in, appears to be on his way back to Seattle. The Diamondbacks are getting a trio of prospects from the Mariners for Suarez, who played in Seattle in 2022 and 23. This season, Suarez has 36 home runs, five fewer than the Mariners' Cal Raleigh, for the Major League lead. This trade getting worked out 1 week since the D-backs dealt first baseman Josh Naylor to the Mariners. Seattle 57-52, currently tied for the final American League wildcard playoff spot. In the National League East, the first-place Mets and second-place Phillies both made moves Wednesday. The Mets made trades with the Giants and the Cardinals for two top relief pitchers. The Mets got Submariner throwing right-hander Tyler Rogers from the Giants for three prospects and right-handed reliever Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals for three minor leaguers. Rogers has a 1.80 ERA, Helsley a 3.00 earned run average. While he has 21 saves, Helsley is expected to be a setup man to Mets closer Edwin Diaz. The Phillies traded a pair of prospects to the Twins to get closer Jolan Duran, who has a 2.01 ERA with 53 strikeouts. The Reds made a three-team trade with the Rays and the Dodgers. The Reds got right-handed pitcher Zach Littell from the Rays. Littell has an 8-8 record, 3.58 ERA. Cincinnati made another deal. The Reds got defensive-minded third baseman Keeb Ryan Hayes in a deal with the Pirates. The Cubs got starting pitcher Mike Soroka from the Nationals for a pair of prospects. Soroka has a 3-8 record and 4.87 ERA. He's hit 14 batters this season, most in the league. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And UFC star Conor McGregor being found liable by Ireland's High Court in a civil sexual assault case in 2018. The case stems from a woman's accusation that McGregor attacked her in a hotel room in Dublin, forcing her onto a bed and causing her to fear for her life. McGregor admitted he had sex with her but denied allegations of using force. A jury ruled in the victim's favor and ordered the former UFC champ to pay out €248,000, which approximately carries to $257,000.
Okay, here's a programming update for you this evening. ESPN. Our sister station, 99.1, 1330 AM, NFL preseason football tonight.
Woo!
Detroit, L.A. Chargers.
Yes.
It should be a... Who cares? It's going to be football. I was going to say, should be a great game. Nah, I'm not going to say that, but it's going to be a football game. ESPN Pensacola, that'll be a place to check that out. And
absolutely.
Also, Joe Morgan's checking it out now.
After nearly 6 months, the NFL has returned. The Hall of Fame game takes place tonight at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, with the Lions and Chargers kicking off the preseason. The Lions are coming off a fantastic season that ended in heartbreak. Detroit went 15-2 and earned the top seed in the NFC playoffs before losing to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders in the divisional round. For the Chargers, it's year two under head coach Jim Harbaugh as Los Angeles looks to build on their 11-6 season. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. And, we did want to let you know about that game. As Chris said, it is going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock right as we are done here. Not only that, but there are reports that DJ Uiagalelei is going to be playing as quarterback for the Chargers in at least some portion of that game. So Florida State fans are familiar with him.
Yeah, well, they get about four plays or something like that.
I don't know. It depends. If you play terrible, they'll probably pull you pretty quick. If you play good, it's like, okay, let's see what this kid's got.
Once again, football's here tonight.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that. Hulk Hogan's cause of death has been revealed. Michelle Polino's in with the report.
The wrestling superstar born Terry Gianbulia died Thursday, July 24th, from acute myocardial infarction, a heart attack. Medical records show the WWE icon had a history of leukemia and atrial fibrillation, a condition that causes irregular heartbeats. His leukemia diagnosis had not been publicly disclosed before his death. The records also included approval for his cremation. According to Dispatch Audio, police and medics were called to Hogan's Clearwater Beach, Florida home at 9:51 a.m. for a cardiac arrest. Emergency first responders attempted to revive him for 30 minutes before he was transported to a hospital and pronounced dead. The WWE, in a statement, called Hogan one of pop culture's most recognizable figures. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bill Ryder with a Sports Minute sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Watch out for the Denver Broncos. In year three under Sean Payton's leadership, this is a team that could make another jump. They were 8-9 2 years ago, 10-7 last year with a top defense. And Bo Nix, quietly, was one of the game's best quarterbacks. If he can maintain that level, Denver could surprise everybody. I'm Bill Ryder.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
All right, Austin, I got another sad story, and you and I both agree we just do not like giving these stories. And what I'm talking about, Nebraska father facing charges after his 5-year-old son died in a hot car during Monday's heat advisory. Ted Linder does have more for us.
Police in Hastings say 36-year-old Jeremy Hansen left the baby in a vehicle outside the Pacha Soap Company, where the child was later found unresponsive. First responders tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Hansen's been charged with negligent child abuse, resulting in death. Temperatures were in the upper 90s at the time. The case has rocked the small community, with some rallying around the grieving family, raising over $37,000 and donating meals for their 3 surviving children. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And a rare brain disease linked to the flu is rising in children across the country. It's called acute necrotizing encephalopathy, or A&E. That's a much easier way to remember it. The life-threatening condition causes rapid brain swelling due to an immune response that gets out of control. 41 cases have been identified over the last 2 flu seasons, mostly in 5-year-olds. 27% of those cases resulted in death within 3 days.
I'm hearing a lot of rumbling on this story. Mislabeling leads to a mishap with an energy drink. You know, I think we touched on this briefly. This is we're advancing the story a little bit for you this afternoon. A couple of details have changed. Here's Tom Agati.
High Noon is recalling High Noon variety packs because some were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Energy Drink Sparkling Blue Razz Edition with a silver top. The Vibe Energy Drink won't give customers the boost they expect, but will deliver a kick. They contain vodka seltzer. High Noon says consuming the cans will result in unintentional alcohol ingestion. They're suggesting customers with a recall product toss it. The mislabeled cans were shipped to distributors in 6 states. No illnesses or adverse events have been reported so far. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A technology breakthrough allows a paralyzed woman to regain some of her freedom. Now, I like stories like this. This
Heck
is good.
Yeah.
Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. A paralyzed woman regains the ability to use a computer with a Neuralink brain implant. Kurt the Cyber Guy telling Fox and Friends the story of the first female patient, Audrey Cruz, who's been paralyzed for 20 years.
It was surgically implanted into her motor cortex. That chip decodes her intentions wirelessly to move a cursor and spell Audrey. Patient, as she's blogged, that I've tried writing my name for the first time in 20 years, LOL. Well, then Elon Musk grabbed that, reshared the post. She is controlling her computer just by thinking, he wrote.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Almost sounds something like Sheldon. Big Bang Theory's thinking. You know? 445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also also have some on Blue Angel Parkway near the intersection with Mobile Highway. We've been keeping you informed on that. Do have an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is where we were dealing with issues. If you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, last major spots, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather, 90 degrees, low of 80 tonight. Rainfall chances will bring down the highs over the course of the next few days.
Okay, temperatures continuing to rise across the country, but some relief could be on the way in the way of pop-up showers. Adam Klotz has the latest forecast.
Extreme heat remains locked in across the southern plains and deep south, with heat indices climbing up to 110 degrees from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. A cool down is arriving in the northern tier, with cooler, drier air spreading across the Great Lakes and into the northeast. Along the I-95 corridor, a stalled front is triggering rounds of heavy rain from Washington, D.C. to Boston. Flash flood watches are in effect, and several inches of rain could lead to urban and small stream flooding throughout the night. Severe storms are possible in the upper Midwest and the Ohio Valley, with damaging winds the main threat. Out west, fire danger remains high in parts of Northern California, in the Northwest, where red flag warnings are in place. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, inflation ticked slightly higher last month. Yeah, following this for us this afternoon, she's in, Jenny Casola.
Inflation numbers are slightly worse than anticipated for June. The PCE price index rose 0.3%, up 2.6% for the year ending in June. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, rose to 2.8%. Though core PCE inflation has come down significantly since peaking at 5.6% in February of 2022, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday that inflation remains somewhat elevated, a consideration for the Fed as it decided not to lower interest rates this week. Powell also said labor market conditions remain solid. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon shares slid more than 2% in extended trading after reporting second quarter results that exceeded expectations. The company gave light income guidance for the current period. Amazon's second quarter sales grew 13% year over year. Reddit reporting second quarter earnings today that beat on sales and guidance. Sales of the popular app grew 78% year over year in the second quarter and was 17% above consensus estimates. Shares are currently up 14% in after hours trading. Shares of Roblox soared 16% after the company reported second quarter revenue that outlasted expectations. The gaming platform saw $1.44 billion in net bookings, an increase of 51%. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow losing more than 330 points and the Nasdaq off by 7. Crude oil futures for September remain above $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
449 News Radio 92.3. Delta Airlines says a flight out of Salt Lake City bound for Amsterdam was forced to make an emergency landing in Minneapolis after incurring and encountering significant turbulence, resulting in dozens of passengers being injured on that flight. Really seriously injured. Matt Flynn, he's got the details for us.
These passengers were prepared to fly across the world from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Instead, this Delta flight makes an emergency landing in Minneapolis. One passenger told our affiliate Fox 13 that the turbulence came in waves and then caused a sudden drop. Flight attendants and beverage carts were thrown into the air, hitting the ceiling as well. Delta says the plane was an Airbus A330-900. It made the emergency landing at Minneapolis-St. Paul last night after, quote, significant turbulence. Delta writing, medical personnel met the flight upon arrival to evaluate customers and crew. 25 of those on board were taken to local hospitals for evaluation and care. We are grateful for the support of all emergency responders involved.
And the high price of pharmaceuticals has got the attention of the White House. Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says that the U.S. pays three times the price for drugs compared to other countries, and President Trump's determined to tackle the problem. Leavitt says Trump is sending out letters to the CEOs of several drug companies, telling them it's an unacceptable burden on hardworking Americans.
I know in the old days when you went to the Pensacola Interstate Fair, they would have the guy sitting there trying to guess your age. You know the guy I'm talking about at the fair?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen him? Well, YouTube will soon make use of AI and machine learning to determine your age.
Ooh.
Heck with the guy. Get him out of there. I got a machine here. Here's Even Brown.
Bouncers at bars and nightclubs will want to check your ID, but now YouTube is going to be using AI to determine your age and whether or not you should be allowed to view certain videos. Either its creators or the system itself has flagged as potentially inappropriate. On their blog, YouTube says when teen users are identified by the AI, it will automatically engage its protections, like turning off targeted ads and turning on reminders to take a break from watching endless videos. And if you swear you are old enough, YouTube will allow you to use credit cards or government IDs to verify your age. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. 452 News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow's busy day. And I will tell you this, because one event, that especially if you have kids in school, you want to take advantage of. Some states, as in Florida, kicking off their sales tax-free holiday just in time for back-to-school shopping. And it runs, by the way, 1st to the 29th, I believe it is. So good amount of time. Tanya J. Powers has more for us.
Sales tax holidays are a good chance to save money, and that can add up when coupled with back-to-school shopping deals. Florida, Iowa, Ohio, and South Carolina are launching their sales tax holidays tomorrow. Florida's lasts the entire month of August and includes personal computers and laptops with a $1,500 price cap. Ohio's holiday runs through August 14th and includes all tangible personal property, priced at $500 or less, with some exceptions. But you need to shop fast in Iowa, where it's in effect only on Friday and Saturday, and includes clothing and footwear that are $100 or less. South Carolina's holiday includes school supplies and computers, but only runs through Sunday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
452, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Thursday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
She's my best friend's girl. Pensacola right now.
.455 Heads up, Pensacola. Rick Ocasek and the Cars. What a super band that was back in their day. I enjoy that music. Austin Price, doggone double time in it today. Beside spinning the tunes. He's looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, our worst-looking spots are some of the spots that you normally expect this time every afternoon. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also had an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Still got some heavy congestion over there. Also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees. Low of 80 tonight. We're going to see some rainfall chances, very slight this evening, but they're going to ramp up over the course of the next couple days heading into your weekend, and we're going to see the highs take a hit as a result. Friday's high currently sitting at 93, but Saturdays and Sundays sitting at 92 and 90.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, 456 News Radio 92.3. Bookstores aren't really sure how to list it. Should they put it under fact or should they put it under fiction? And what I'm talking about here, former VP Kamala Harris announcing she has a new book coming out. Just getting this in here so far. I'm just reading through the lines. Chris Foster has more on this report.
It's called 107 Days for how long her historically short campaign lasted after President Biden dropped out of the race last July 21st.
I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days, talking with my team, my family, my friends, and pulling my thoughts together. In essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days.
A story that ends with her losing to President Trump on November 5th.
I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward.
The book's published by Simon & Schuster, out September 23rd. Harris announced this week she will not run for governor of California next year. She hasn't said anything publicly about running for president again in 2028. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And actress Sydney Sweeney, who's part of a controversial ad campaign that you've heard us talk about before.
Jeans.
Yeah, she's got jeans. Has an unlikely supporter in Senator Ted Cruz. The Texas Republican blasted who he called the crazy left for their criticism. The advertising from American Eagle uses the tagline, as Chris just referred to, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. Critics say the wordplay brings up visions of Nazi eugenics, which suggested humanity could be improved through selective breeding. The fashion brand said in a statement that the campaign meant to push boundaries.
All right. A lot of companies using those generic themed ads to promote products anyway, so... something else just to, I guess, to take down the hole, see what, you know, what's down there. One generation seems to be embracing the cheap date. Wow, this is interesting. Here's Lillian Wu.
Gen Z adults, those in their teens and 20s, are not splashing out for big dates as they're faced with higher living costs, according to a Bank of America survey. More than 50% of respondents say they don't spend any money on dating each month. Of those who do, 25% of men and 30% of women say they drop less than $100 a month. Of the more than 900 surveyed, more than half say they don't feel they've made enough money to live the life they want. They also don't have 3 months' worth of emergency savings, and fewer are benefiting from the largesse of parents and family, with financial support falling to 39% from 46% a year ago. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
First, it's the big, beautiful bill. Now it's the big, beautiful ballroom. President Trump designs that room at the White House. Jared Halpern is there with the details.
Construction on a 90,000 square feet, 650-person capacity ballroom will begin on the White House grounds in September. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the complex has long needed a large event space.
President Trump has expressed his commitment to solving this problem on behalf of future administrations and the American people.
Large temporary tents have been constructed to host lavish state dinners in the past. Levitt says the president and private donors are providing the funds for the $200 million event space with additional security enhancements provided by the U.S. Secret Service. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, watch out for those heat indexes. Triple digits this afternoon. It's warm. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll have more information and more news. This is News Radio 92.3.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.